Hello, this is Joe Wilson.
Oh, hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm good as well. How about yourself?
Good.
Well, did you bring
Good,
me carrots?
Didn't get carrots. I'm trying to open this file.
Let me help you out. I know you're not tech savvy, so let me just go ahead and help you out, okay?
Okay.
All right, okay. So when you see the email, there might be a zip file over there, correct? The folder?
Correct.
All right, okay.
Correct.
If you open it, all right, so it'll open and it will direct you over to files option, all right? Then you have to click on that folder, all right, so it can open the file for you and download it onto your system.
Okay.
Can you do that?
I'm trying to do it, and it says...
Do you want me to send you all of those designs on your email, if that's okay?
Okay.
That sounds good to you?
Do you want to allow this? Yeah, because I wonder why won't it open?
Okay. And did you have a word with your previous company?
Oh, yeah. Okay, I think I got it.
You download it?
Yeah, I think, because I think I did. Oh, this is really nice.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and guide you. First page is the About Us.
Oh, okay, let me go to that page.
All right, the first one is the About Us, if you can see. It says About Us,
yeah.
And then all of the other pages as well. So just go ahead and open About Us first.
Okay, right. Gotcha. I'm on About
this,
Us.
This exact page, all right, will have all of the information about the company. What is this company about? What will it do for you? Why is it here to benefit you? All right, because everybody nowadays in this generation is thinking about the benefit that they are getting. All right, that's how they will go ahead and use the website. Otherwise, if there's no benefit for them, they won't be using anything. That's what the human psyche is nowadays. All right, okay.
Correct.
So why choose Shruvi? Accurate search, safe dating, and everything about it will be there. And beneath that, who are we? All right, that content will be written for you. Like, who are we? Why is Groovy Matches there for them? All right, like, what is the purpose for them? So it will be written over there. That will help you with the marketing. All right, because there will be keywords.
Okay.
All right, that will be, you know, searchable on Google. Like, someone types in dating website. All right, then Groovy Matches shows up over there on top. And I'm pretty sure that you want to see Groovy Matches on top if someone even searches any kind of keywords.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
You are correct.
All right. Okay. We will go ahead and, you know, write the content accordingly. All right. How much content do you want on that website? How much content needs to be there on the website? All right. So we will go ahead and, you know, recommend accordingly.
Okay. Do you want? So you'll
The content. Let me guide you throughout with that. The content will be written and will be sent to you, so you can read it.
Okay.
You understand what it is about, all right? And then you approve it to us. Like, hey, this is good to go for my website, and then we go ahead and, you know, put it on the website for you. Nothing goes by on the website without your approval.
Okay, cool.
All right, and unwritten approval, like you know, reply back on an email in a written format, not on the phone or anything like that. All right, so it's good for you, all right, and for us as well, because there is a QA that goes by, all right? There is a, you know, things that go by in the company as well. Like, they go ahead and, you know, every step when there is a payment coming in, all right, they go by on the email, like, hey, was it approved or not, all right? If anything is, you know, this theme is fishy.
Okay.
It gets refunded immediately.
Okay, cool.
So these are the precautions that we take usually, all right? So we're not messing up with our clients, and our clients are happy, and everything about it is going on, all right? So the homepage, all right, and if you can see that Groovy Matches, all right, it says Lorem Ipsum over there. From all over the webpage, it says Lorem Ipsum. All right? It's because it's a dummy text right now. It will be changed once you approve the design.
Okay, let me go to that page. It's on the home page. Okay, never go alone again. A new way to find love and compassion.
No. Are you on the About Us page?
Oh, I thought you said go to the home page. I went to the home page.
No.
Okay, I'm back to the About page.
All right, okay. So the About page will have the Subscribe to Groovy newsletter. They will be getting, you know, the email marketing stuff will be going on as well. All right?
Okay.
And if we're going to go ahead and close it, then we're going to open the next page that is a blog page. All right? Like the blogs will be written for the website. All right? Like how can you make your dating more effective? What is the first thing that you want to say? All right? The ice-breaking thing.
Okay.
All right.
I like this too. Yes.
Yeah, and if someone is harassing you, you can stop it. You can report it to us, and we're just going to go ahead and block their account, and we're going to go ahead and have a, you know, one-on-one phone call with them as well, like, hey, what is going on? What are you doing? And your account will be logged, and we will give them a good, you can say, a reason to block their account first. We're not just going to go ahead and block their account immediately. We're going to give them a reason, like why have their account being blocked.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So that is not being unfair with anyone. All right? So they don't write any kind of bad reviews for Groovy Matches anywhere. Like, hey, they blocked my account without any kind of consent or anything like that and stuff and all.
Okay. Cool.
Sounds good?
I like it. Sounds good.
All right. Okay. Okay. So, and these will be the blogs that will, you know, we will be writing the blogs and that will come into the marketing. All right, like how many blogs do you want per month or bi-weekly or anything like that. We will just go ahead and write the blog that will be sent out to you as well. You will read it and you will give us the confirmation. Then we're going to go ahead and upload it on different kind of platforms.
You guys will write the blog for me?
Well, if you want us to go ahead and write it, yes, of course, we will go ahead and write it for you because
no,
we do have a...
That's a lot of work. I mean, that is nice. And that's what I'm saying. How much does that fee?
Well, I'll let you know about it. Well, first, let's just discuss about the design first.
Okay.
All right.
You're wheeling it in, handing the baby candy. It's like, these are, like, really good. I like them a lot.
Well, this is something that we work on. All right? And now you can have a big difference between your first website and your this one. All right? And once it goes...
So different already.
Well, this is what we do usually, all right? This is how the websites are made, actually, in a professional manner, if you're asking. All right? Subscribe to Groovy Newsletter will be there. It will be removed if you want. If you want to add something over there, we will just remove the section and add something over there as well. All right? That's not a problem.
I like this.
Okay, and the rest is the same.
Okay.
We're just going to go by that, okay?
Okay.
All right, we're going to close the blog one. Now, the contact us, all right, that is, if you go
this
ahead.
This is really
open,
creative.
Well, this is designed by the designer, like each and every color that is put up over there, all right, it's designed by the designer first and then set up the whole website for the developer.
Okay. This is, like, really, really nice. Okay.
All right. So
when I
see
they have all the contact.
Yeah, so
yeah,
they will have their phone.
Contact.
Yes. For the contact us, they will have to put in their full name, phone number, email address, and their information. All right. And after submitting the form, we'll contact you soon. They hit the submit request. It will be sent over to your email. All right. Your email, whatever email you want to go ahead and configure on the back end for the form. All right. So all of the emails, all of the contact us information, like someone is trying to get in contact with you through any means. All right. Like, hey, I have an account that is blocked. I want to go ahead and reopen it and something like that. We will set up some, months for that. Like if your account got banned, it will be, you know, open by after 60 days of time. All right. So they get, kind of if they're making any kind of harassment over the website or anything like that, so they can be detained over there. All right? So this is how it's going to be.
Okay.
All right? And this design is, I suppose, that is approved by you for the contact us page as well?
Okay. I love it. All right.
Okay. And then we're going to go ahead and move on to the Freedom Light. All right. That's the...
Oh, how did you guys know what that was called? I didn't even know that that is what it was called.
Well, this is called the Freedom Light. All right. Like, where people for the, you know, human trafficking and online dating and all. So that is the reason. Do you remember if I told you, like, here, we're going to go ahead and write in big, bold letters. Like, if you are going to meet someone, meet in a crowded place or in a restaurant. We do not recommend you meet into corridors or anything like that. That is too quiet for them, all right? So because if any kind of bad incident happens, all right, it will be the, you know, the police and everybody will go ahead and fetch the detail, like which, when did they meet, from which platform did they meet. So we do not want to go ahead and create any kind of issues for you. All right, so we will write it in big bold letters like, hey, we do not recommend meeting at any time. All right, so if any such scenario happens, all right, you won't be in any kind of trouble because the website clearly states that do not meet any kind of, like, places where it's too quiet or, you know, don't do any kind of drugs.
Right, perfect.
All right.
Gotcha.
Okay, all right. So this is the content, all right, that I will suggest you at the end, okay? So we can go by that as well, all right? Because the content is the main thing that, you know, drives the website, the keywords and all. That will help in the marketing as well when we do the Google search engine submissions and everything about it, all right? Okay. Subscribe to Groovy Newsletters. Stay afloat with us. Subscribe to Groovy Newsletter. Subscribe now and everything about it. It's going to be the same thing. If you want to remove this section on any page, we will remove it for you. That's not a problem. We will just go and design something else.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Is it all good for you?
Cool.
We will just go ahead and, you know, set up some pictures like, hey, these are our team members. If you want to get in contact with them, you can and stuff and all. Where you and I will be go ahead, you know, accommodating people.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right, okay.
Right, I like. Okay.
And then it's the homepage again. If you want to make any kind of change to the homepage, you can let me know. All right, and I'll be, you know, getting it fixed for you. All right?
All right.
And then the login, that's the login page where people will sign up, where people will log in through their Google, through their Facebook, and there will be an option for Instagram if you want. All right. Otherwise, I think that both of the Google and the Facebook page seems fine. And then the email and the password. If they want to go ahead and go by just a email, all right, they can. And the password as well. And login, and then they go ahead and log in. If they want to go ahead and forget your password, there will be a functionality on the back end of the website already. All right. That will already provide it to you in the package that I have provided to you already. All right. It will be there for you because it's going to be a portal. All right, where it will you know, give you the functionality to go ahead and recreate the passwords.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Yeah. All right. And don't have an account. We have put up the don't have an account thing, all right? So it can be create new account, all right? And it will redirect the people over to a new form where they can just go in to sign up.
Okay, and that'll be the... And then that, where's the place where they would go, like, so we can check to make sure it's the right person? It would be once they log in and stuff?
Yeah, I'll guide you. Yeah, of course, it will be there. It will be there. I'll guide you throughout. It's going to be in more inner pages.
Okay.
All right, these are just the inner pages for the front end of the website. All right, the website is not complete.
Okay.
It's not an easy job.
No, I know. You said it takes a month. Okay, gotcha.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. So, and then our story. All right. Like, what is our story?
Oh, I love this.
From where did we begin? And what was the goal of it? And why did we even thought about a dating website at all?
Oh, okay. I love this.
All right.
But we
so
don't have to put my husband's picture up here, do we?
Well, we can put yours.
Well, he's very handsome, but we don't, but we're like, we don't want our faces up there.
Well, we're going to go by like our story. We're just putting a random video over there as well for you. in our goal.
Okay.
Like, what is our goal? Our goal is to have 500,000 people on our website, in which 300,000 or 400,000 people will be just the users.
Okay, but we won't put that in writing for them to see, right?
No.
So we say, oh, okay.
No. We're not going to go ahead and put it over there. I'm just letting this conversation have a good perspective. Like, hey, what are we expecting?
Right. Okay. And I'll write out the thing for our goal. I'll put it into my
deal. You don't have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys already have an idea for that too?
Of course.
Where did you guys get this idea? Where did you guys get the idea from?
Well, let me tell you this. We do have a whole team of content writing, all right, in which we do we do have different kind of team leads and all right? We do have a whole team of the development team, in which we have like 55 people, all right? They have their own floor, okay? Their content writer has their own floor. The development team have their own floor. The designers and the developers sit on the same floor so they can cooperate with each other, all right? And they can, talk it through, all right? And then we do have the project managers, all right? They have their own floor where they can just go ahead and manage everything on their projects and everything and all. Like, you do have Eddie Martin on your project. He's the one who will be taking care of all of your projects from start to finish, all right? And then we do have CTOs, all right, like who are the higher management people, like me, all right? And then we have the sales team, all right? And then we have the customer support, all right? And then we have the account manager and the owner and, the CFO and all, they sit up on the top of the floor.
Yeah, you guys are completely staffed. Love it.
Yeah, that is the reason you're getting this kind of work. Otherwise, we would have provided you the same work that your previous company did. And did you know that previous company is based in Germany?
Poland, yes, because they keep emailing me. They're like, what else can we do? We want to do this. We can walk you through it. We can do this. And I said, I have someone else helping me. I will let you know if I need you. But they just keep sending emails. I think they think I'm going to write a bad review or something, but now they want to keep sending emails. And they were like, all you had to do was tell us and we could walk you through how to do this, how to put this in. But I'm like, it still wasn't what I wanted.
So it clearly stated that you're not satisfied with the work that they did, correct?
No.
Yeah, because it's just they didn't provide you even the full mobile application that they were selling you, all right? Because the mobile application is not worth $5,000 if you're asking in a professional manner, fully, all right? Because mobile application is not just a game. It's not a game.
Oh, your phone went off.
Yeah, sorry about that. Because mobile application is not a game. All right. If someone is giving you a mobile application at $5,000, then it's just a red flag right there. All right. Because a dating app in $5,000, if someone is providing me that, I'll say it's shit. It's nothing more than that. And I would not recommend you to go ahead and waste your hard-earned money because you're doing two jobs. All right. And your husband might be doing two jobs. And I respect it.
Right.
All right, and I would not let your money go in vain, all right, or go to waste, all right, because I do jobs as well, and I understand the hard work that is behind the job to go ahead and make you sit comfortably in your home, all right? So this is the goal. That is, if you can see on the page, that is our goal, to provide, lovers to each other, all right, people to meet each other, all right, and not, have any kind of bad intentions. All right. Okay.
Exactly.
Well, this is something that I am thinking about it, all right, because when I think about a website or any of my clients' work, I take it as my own, all right, because if I'm going to go ahead and take it as my own, then I'm going to go ahead and put in my 110% efficiency into that. And if I put in 110% efficiency into the work, then, of course, it will be successful, All right?
Right.
So this is how it is. This is how it is.
Listen, yeah, I love this. Oh, I had moved on to the privacy policy. I went on to the next page, and I'm like, this looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love this.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you on the privacy policy team?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is all going to be changed into a professionally written privacy policy for you that will be sent out to you as well, so you can read it. And you can put in yours as well, like, what did you think? All right? As per the industry rules, all right, and the regulations for the privacy policy for a dating site, we will write the content exactly like that.
Okay.
All right? Okay.
Okay. Cool.
I'll tell you the cost then, later on when we're done. All right. All right. We do have the sign-up page over there, the one that I was talking to you about. There is a sign-in page,
okay,
and there is a sign-up page, all right, okay, where they can go ahead, you know, they can just go and sign up with Google, all right, or sign up with Facebook. And if you want the Instagram, but I would not suggest you to go by Instagram because, you know, Facebook and Google are both, you know, pretty much for that.
Okay.
Or they can go ahead, you know, sign up from their email addresses on the password.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, and if they already have an account, they can just go ahead and click on to log into your account, and they can just go and redirect it over to the login page, and they can just go and log in from there. They don't have to sign up again.
Okay, cool. I like that.
And the image will be changed as well, because sign up and sign in images should not be same. It will be changed as well. This is just a dummy picture.
Okay.
Yeah, and if you do have some pictures, you can always send us, all right, so we can just go ahead and go by that.
Okay.
All right.
I don't have any
thoughts.
Okay.
That's okay. I'll suggest you some. All right. And then we do have the R support, all right, where people will feel comfortable, all right, if they have any kind of questions, all right. These are the main questions that we found, all right, on the internet and, like, on dating sites as well, of course, all right, the one that we're doing for the Sugar Cetus. All right, the same thing going on with the procedure by the same team who is creating the Sugar Cetus, all right, the same team, all right, with much more support from the project manager is doing your work as well, because I want your work because that work is being taken care of by some other CTO, all right, and but your work is being taken care of by me, so I have to make sure that my work stands out more.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
All right. So there are some questions. How can I create an account easily? Is Groovy Matches a safe platform for girls? Or am I eligible to date on Groovy if I'm below 18 years old? Can I contact unsupport if someone tried to threaten me? All right. Is Groovy Matches, does Groovy Matches provide legit profile today? All right. There is a alarm over there as well, and that will be filled out by the professional content writers, because why do we always suggest to go by professionalism every time we go ahead and we're trying to go ahead and cope up with anything? All right, because the website will not just, it's not just going to be a website, Groovy Matches. It's going to be a brand itself, all right, on the dating industry, all right? And if you're going to go ahead and give a good fight to Tinder, if you're going to go ahead and give a good fight to Zoosk or Baidu or MeetMe or eHarmony, it needs to have a good and professionally written content. Because why am I telling you this? Just to give you the knowledge, like, hey, it needs to be there. It's a necessity for a website. If there is no good content written, of course, your competitors will beat the shit out of the website. All right? They're going to go ahead and, you know, go over you one by one. And you won't be able to go ahead and do anything about it because of the base of the website for the content is not that strong, then it needs to go into the revamp phase again, all right? And they will be doing it again for you, okay? So, yeah, we need to go ahead and do the content again. The website needs to be taken down again. And that's a hassle, and that will cause frustration, all right? So if it is being done on a good note, then it should be done from a good note itself, all right? It should be having a good support from the base itself. If the base is strong, then I'm pretty sure that we can give a good fight to Tinder, Zeus, Beidou, or whoever is coming up for a fight with us.
I agree.
All right. So let us just go ahead and move on with a different platform.
I like it.
All right. And then we do have the terms and conditions for the website. Like, what are the terms and conditions for the website? And you must not do the below mentioned things on the website and all and everything about it. And please read the privacy policy as well. All right. According to the industry as well. That will be also written by the professional team members of the company as well.
Okay.
All right. And the quick navigation and everything about it is going to be the same. Don't you think that you need to go ahead and change any of the subscribe to Groovy newsletter on any page?
I like the subscribe to. Well, I'm just thinking the newsletter. The only thing I was wondering about the newsletter is it's a good thing to have.
But not to have on every page.
What will I put in the newsletter? I was going to think, what will I put in the newsletter every week or every month?
Oh, you don't have to.
But, yeah.
I told you that will be taken care of by, because if we're going to go ahead and update anything on the website, all right, the marketing team goes ahead and sends the emails over to all the people who will be there in the marketing thing. All right, so they can get an update like, hey, Groovy Matches has come up with something new. You should go ahead and try with our website in terms of things and all.
Okay. Yeah, and I wanted some. Yeah, and I'll put some like ideas for the newsletter too.
Of course, you will be connected. You will be there with your project manager as well. All right, who will have your opinions and the content writer's opinion, and we're gonna go ahead and have a brainstorm, and then we're gonna go ahead and come up with something amazing. Because if we're gonna go ahead and sit together and have a brainstorming, then of course something good will come up. Of course.
Okay. Cool.
Yep. All right, and then the testimonials, the most important part for any business, all right? Because if there is no,
right.
if I take you, all right, for example, you go into any kind of online store, all right, and you like the product that is available on that store, all right, and you don't see any reviews regarding that product or that company, all right, you will hesitate to buy that product. Isn't that right?
That's true. I looked up the reviews for you guys, so you're right.
Well, you got the answer now. Testimonials from different customers, different people is very, very important, all right? Because if someone's going to go ahead and come onto your website, of course, they will read the review first, all right? And if there is no review, then, of course, people will hesitate to show up onto your website. It doesn't matter how much traffic we generate for the website. It's always going to be a lack. So testimonials, what we usually do, it's a trick that I'm telling you right now, all right, that we write the testimonials by ourselves, all right, and then we set it up onto the website, all right? So when people see it, they think like, hey, yes, people wrote about them,
right?
Then it must be legit. We better go ahead and try it out. They're going to go ahead and try it on there. You go ahead and make money.
I like that idea. That was the idea.
Well, that is an
exactly.
Idea. Ideation is everything. All right. We have started the website. All right. It's already on the front end phase right now. All right. And then it's going to go on to the next phase that is called the back end. All right, that we will be creating the functionalities and all. If you want to add any kind of functionalities, we can go ahead and add it over there. All right, if you want to go ahead and, you know, make any kind of changes to the functionalities, you can. You can just let us know because I'm pretty sure that you do not know how to go ahead and do the PHP coding. Do you?
You are correct. You are correct. I don't know how to do the coding.
All right.
And that's what I was trying to explain to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'll do is just give me like 1 minute so I can send you an email for the different functionality that we talked about. Do you remember? We talked about the one that is called the digital gifting, all right, and the VIP membership.
It's called digital. What'd you say it's called? I'm sorry.
The digital gifting. You can write it down. I'll send you an email. All right. So you can have a better, you know, just give me a minute. Let me just go ahead and send it over to you. Just give me a quick minute. All right.
Okay.
Just give me a quick minute, all right? Let me just go ahead and send you the email right away so you have, you can read it by yourself as well, all right? Just give me a minute. That is, where are you, Groovy Matches? There you go. I'm sending it over to you right now. So what do you have in my idea if I ask you about the app? What idea comes in your mind?
My idea is I wanted it to be vibrant. I wanted it to stand out. So I like the colors and I like the pictures. And I wanted it to have a tagline that stood out. Groovy Matches. I forgot what I wrote now. I put it on that sheet. And I wanted it to be where they could – select, you know, they have an option of the date if they want. What's that sheet I wrote out? If an option for, like, if they're looking for love, if they're just looking for companionship, if they're just looking for someone to hang out with. I called it weekend friends.
If they're not
serious,
if they're serious, if they're taken or not, if they're here just to go ahead and have a little time pass or anything like that.
Yeah,
so people do not get. If they're time passing around here, so people who are serious, all right, they won't be showing up into their, you know, listings.
Exactly.
All right, so they're not getting heartbroken on our website because we're here to go ahead and spread
right.
love. We don't want anyone to get heartbroken.
Right.
All right, okay, so
exactly.
I'm sending you the email right
and
away.
Like if someone, okay, if someone is going on a trip,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, if they want to get together and have a group trip to Jamaica or whatever.
They can.
Which email address did you send it to? The Groovy Matches?
Yes, at gmail.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, I have something. Yeah.
Did you get the features?
Not yet.
Okay, let me know when it lands in your email box.
Okay. Oh, she sent it for the wrong website reference. It's the link for the demo.
Yeah, the one that I sent, it's right, website
Sugar
reference.
Cedar?
I don't know, I sent you the
is
one,
that...
yes, right beneath that, I sent you the information.
Oh, okay, digital gifting, VIP membership, check visitors, okay, got it.
The one that you're telling me about, if they want to go ahead and hang out for a day or two, if they're going out, they can just go ahead, you know, filterize. All right, that comes under the location specification. All right, that's where if they're going on to any kind of location, they can just go ahead and put it over there. They can see people who are available over there. All right, and they can just go ahead and hang out. But that's what usually people do. If I am visiting Australia, all right, and I want to go ahead and see people who are using this application in Australia. All right, I can just go ahead and text them like, hey, I'm coming. Do you want to hang over or something like that?
Gotcha. And I like the advanced matchmaking, too.
Yes.
You see it at the bottom?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Well, it depends on the preferences, like what kind of preferences that they have. All right, if they want to go ahead and swipe
right.
left, swipe right to like, and if you don't know what to do with it, just, you know, pull it up. So it's going to come over again once you're done swiping. There will be, like, 20 swipes per day. That's what I'm thinking. All right. So if they go for premium, All right, then they can go and swipe for 100 people at least.
Okay.
Or 50 people.
Cool.
Yes. Yes. All right. So for the content and everything about it, for the additional features that I think that have been recommended over to me from the experts who are creating the Sugar Cetus, all right, because these are the thing, these are the additional features that she got for her website as well, and we do not want to go ahead and, you know, deploy a website that is, you know, much more better than yours because, you know, we have a competition now.
Okay.
Because that is being taken care of by another CDO for the company. All right.
Okay.
Yes. So if we're going to go ahead and give a good competition, then, of course, if another business is being deployed over the Internet, then we need to go ahead and, you know, have someone much more better.
I agree. I concur.
All right. Okay. So now we come to the main part, that is the price. All right. Okay. Well, what was that? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, and I said, and that is?
And that is? Yeah, that's a million-dollar question. Let me just go ahead and find it out, all right? Just give me a quick minute. Well, the functionalities that are coming up over the website, and I'm pretty sure that you do want that kind of functionality over the website of yours as well, because if you're getting it on the website, then, of course, it will be automatically coming in to the mobile app as well.
Uh-huh.
Yes. So I suppose that, well, the Sugar Cetus, it was purchased for about like $5,000, all right, with the content that needs to be written on the website as well, for the whole website to be written in a professional manner. All right, that will be sent out to you so you can review it and everything and all. So that is the reason we sent out a content form so we have a better idea of what and how the content needs to be written and all. All right, so the team, all right, have a better idea like, hey, it needs to be a professional manner with these keywords. At least 100 keywords needs to be there on the whole website for it able to be supporting the marketing at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So with these features, all right, absolutely, well, the website will look exclusive. All right, the website will stand out on different platforms. Like, hey, if you see, like, check visitors and likes that I told you about, do you remember? On LinkedIn, they can see, like,
yeah,
how many people visited and how many people saw their post and all right? Not everybody is providing that kind of functionality over their websites, all right? They don't get that kind of functionality, all right? They can see, the free users will be able to see at some point, like, hey, yes, if you want to go ahead and see more, like how many people visited you, how many people are interested in talking to you and everything and all right, you need to go for the premium one, all right? And then they go for it because they're actually there to find someone, all right, with their opinions and everything else.
Okay.
Yes. So VIP memberships and digital gifting. All right, like people can send in digital gifts to people. Like if someone is interested in talking to someone, like if a girl or a boy is interested in, you know, chatting and more, all right, they can go for digital gifts, all right, that will boost up their chat and everything about it. It will keep their chat up to date and everything and all. It will give them the icebreakers and all of that as well, all right? So they can go ahead and just click on the gift they want to send, all right? They will buy the coins, all right, and then it will send it over. All right, auto-renews, as you said, that you do not want, and the most part, anti-fraud screening that you were asking me about, where is that page? All right, that will come up in the inner page as well, all right, because this is just a front end for the website that I just showed you all right, there is a back end as well that I will let you go through that as well, all right, so you have a good review of what your business is about and how your business looks like.
Okay.
All right. To know if the person creating an account is real or fake, or dating website should authenticate. Each user identified by gathering access to details like name, email, ID, photographs. All right. Make sure all members on your website/app are real with an additional features of two-step authentication as it helps decide the fate of your portal. All right. Because if fake people are going to go ahead and sign up onto your website or bots, all right, people mostly use bots to sign up onto dating apps. so they can promote their business. We won't let it happen.
Exactly.
All right?
Okay.
So people, like, do you remember in back days, do you remember Kick as an app?
Yes.
All right. Nowadays, if you go on to Kick, because I was just going through, I have a lot of bidding apps installed on my phone because of this project. All right. So, and don't get me wrong on this. All right. And when I used Kick, I got bugged with hundreds of bots. All right. You know, go on to this application, go on to this site, go on to this. Even if I'm saying hi to anyone, I get a reply back in seconds from a bot, like, hey, go to the website if you want to chat. Go to this chat bot if you want to chat, and stuff and all. All right? That annoys people.
Right.
That annoyed me for less than 2 minutes. All right? Not many, because not many dating websites, asking a user, have this kind of functionality, but I think if we're creating something from scratch, then it should have these functionalities as well over there with a good quality content written as well that could support your SEO marketing in the future as well. That will be done in the end as well. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So these are the things that I think that and has been referred to me from the experts who are creating the website, all right, because they know their job much more better because that's the reason they're hired, to give us the options, to give us recommendation, like, hey, if we go by this route, it will be much more better for the client itself. All right, and if we're going by this route, it's good, but it's not that effective. If you want to create something that stands out, that looks good, that is more effective for the people, then, of course, we can go by that as well.
Okay, agree.
Yeah. So this is the thing, and I have told you the cost of it as well. All right, so what do you think about this? Because we are done from the front end.
It's good, but Joel, I got 10 minutes before I have to be on my captioning thing. So, yeah,
oh.
I think it's good.
It's good?
I think it's good. But so what is it compared to what I've already I already paid for?
Okay.
What
let
is
me,
the
let
additional
me explain.
Cost?
Additional cost will be for the features and the functionalities that will be created on the back end because we're done from the front end, all right, that you will, I'm pretty sure that you will send an email that you approve all of the inner pages and all on the website, all right, so my team can get the verification and we can start working on the back end. From that point onwards, we will go on the back end. The inner pages will be all functional on one link. You will be sent out one link that will be functioning. If you click on the About Us page, it will redirect you to the About Us page. All right, if you click on any other pages, it will redirect you to any other pages as well. All right, but for the functions, all right, it needs to be have a software, all right, that my team will go ahead and create for you. So the website works accordingly to that one, all right, and they can code it in and infuse the whole system into the back end of the website. The one that you paid for is for the PHP platform and the other functionality that we discussed earlier on the website before we got on board. Yes. And I suppose that this is it, and this is something that is it, all right, and then we're just going to go ahead and move on forward. And it includes the content for the website, the blogs and everything about it as well for the website itself. So it can be done on a professional manner, so once someone searches or anything like that, your blogs and your queries and your FAQs should be there as well.
Okay.
Yes.
What is the price of it?
Oh, well, I just told you that was for, I suppose, $5,000.
$5,000?
Yes.
We might get that on the back. Well, then we'll probably get it on the back end. Let me ask, let me talk to my husband about it, because we'll probably get it on the back end later after it's more is created on the website. But
well,
let
we're
me
moving.
Talk to him.
We're moving on the back end. So that is the reason I was just, you know, getting on top and getting it done. Yes, we are moving on the back end because that is the reason I explained to you all, like, hey, front end is done. All right, we're moving on the back end. All right, the team will start coding now because this was just the design phase. All right, and now we're moving on the second phase, that is the, you know,
But Joe, you told me no more surprise fees. I asked you, was there any more surprise fees?
Yes, I did told you that there is none. All right. But this is the ideation of it. All right. Like, we're adding more of the things to the website itself. All right. To make sure that it is all secure. The content, all right, of the website itself needs to be there, right? There is no surprise fee. This is no surprise fee. I'm telling you everything crystal clear. All right. Getting you on call. Right. Letting you know about.
Right.
Yeah. So
all right. Let me talk to him. He probably won't do it right away with that. Probably want to see more of the website done first and then give the money for that.
Mm-hmm. Is it the price that's holding you back, or if it's something like that?
Well, we just don't know. We just want to see something first. We want to see how the website is working. I mean, I like what you said you're putting into it, but we want to see the website working first to see, because if those are ideations, then they can be put in at any time, right?
No. They are the ideation that needs to be put once the team is coding, all right, because the coding will start, all right, as soon as it's approved. All right, I think that it will be approved by today, so we can just go ahead, you know, start with the coding right there and then. So once they're going to go ahead and develop the website, and if it gets approved again, then they have to go back in again, all right, and, you know, do the coding all again from scratch. So that's why, because the coding is not that easy. Yes, so the coding is not that easy.
Okay, well, I will have to talk to him, because I don't know if he's going to say. We might have to put a hold on those things until the website.
Yeah, we can leave on the functionalities for now. All right. So
okay. We
can just go for the content. What do you think? The functionality, we can leave it out, the functionality that was worth for $3,000, and then we can just go buy for the content that is for $2,000 at least. What do you think about it? So we can at least have.
No, I don't think we're going to spend any more today. I think we want to see the website first as it's up, and then we'll put the functionalities in later.
Of course, well, that won't be a problem. If you can just give me a reply back on the email, if that's okay for the teamwork. On the teamwork, like, hey, I approve for the inner pages, and let's just go ahead and move on with the development thing. And, you know, so my team can just go ahead and do the development phase. All right, and you can reply me back on the functionality and the content by tomorrow, if that's okay.
Oh, okay. I can do that. I'll reply to that one right now, but I have a captioning job, Joel, that's going to get ready to start. So
Yeah, I do understand that.
I will respond to this email that they just sent from Eddie and the team. I'll respond to that one right now, and then I got to forward the other one. Hold on a second. I think that's them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I will respond to the other one.
Of course. If you can respond to the other one by today or by tomorrow morning, I would highly appreciate it. All right, so we know where to start, all right, and how to go ahead and take things forward.
Okay, I'm trying to find where. How do I respond? Okay, got it. All right, I found it. I was trying to see where. So I'm just telling him I approve the. What are those pages called?
The inner pages.
Interface pages?
Yeah, the inner pages for the website.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for the front end. There will be more in the pages, but it won't be like these, all right, because it will be in the coding. So once they're created one by one, we will review it all right, and then we can go by that, okay?
Okay. All right. And thank you, Joel.
No problem. That's okay. Well, you can reply me on the email that I sent you for the functionality and the content, all right, and then we can go by that. All right, later when you have a word with your husband, and if he wants to talk to me, all right, I will be more than happy to explain to him everything about it.
I can tell him he's not going to want to spend another $5,000, because that would be 12 right away without seeing the website. So, But I do have to rush, Joe. I got to go, but I will text you later. But I have to go because I have to set up this captioning event.
Yeah, of course. Please take your time. And
okay.
Please let me know over the email, all right, so we can go by that, okay?
All right. Okay, thanks, Joel.
No problem. Take your time. All right.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.